I think the reason you're seeing this large increase is really what we identified as a really big area of opportunity for us, which is looking across, you know, not only at individual projects and kind of mission-based things that we've been doing in the past to great effect, you know, through our tech stack process and things, but instead expanding that view across the whole of an agency's portfolio and looking left to right to say, you know, where is there duplication? Where is there things that we should be doing more efficiently and effectively? And the number 2.5 really represents that motion and finding opportunity in that space.
When we talk savings, the question always comes up whether it's real savings or cost avoidance. I mean, if somebody is going to change the way they're buying through strategic sourcing, that's potentially cost avoidance. But if they're going to say we have five systems that do, you know, email is a common one, and we're going to get down to one, that potentially is real savings. How do you break it down, that $2.5 billion?
The 98 opportunities that we identified are actually consolidation opportunities and real savings. They are actually looking at agencies thinking about multiple email systems collapsing into one to drive efficiency, mobile contracts, mainframe, server motions, which will lead to some data center stuff, and just the whole myriad of enterprise IT are represented in that 98 across looking at the opportunity to drive consolidation, both in the commodity side, which was sort of our initial goal going out with portfolio stack, but even going up the stack to some degree, looking at higher purpose stuff in the mission side as well. We think there's a great bit of opportunity there to seize on this now, and we think there's actually potential in the future to do even more.
So you bring up the 98 opportunities you cited. I guess, number one, are you guys going to make those public eventually? And two, could you give us a sense of maybe a breakdown of where those lie? I mean, you talked about email or collapsing into one or mainframe, but is there 15 of them are email and 20 are mainframe type of things? How can you break it down?
We're going to be as transparent as possible as we work our way through and disclose much of this, including the results. Many of the plans are both budget and procurement deliberative and sensitive, and so we're being very careful about what we sort of talk about at that level to make sure that we give agencies the room to do the hard work as they go forward to do this consolidation. That being said, though, I think you know the areas we really went after early and came through in the plan were there, and I'd say that the main way you want to think about this is where there is a big footprint, or there is a big sort of denominator, if you will, in investment in federal IT is typically where we see the biggest opportunity. So desktop computing, for example, which is a huge footprint in the federal sense, there's a lot of opportunity out there. Email is another one. Mainframes and servers, there's a lot of sort of infrastructure costs in that denominator. And so we're seeing the percentages pretty high in that. And then mobile is also one that's sort of emerging as an opportunity area where we see agencies with dozens or hundreds or even in some case over 1,000 mobile contracts where there's not only a strategic sourcing motion, but efficiency motions around device management and other things that they've been driving through their processes. And so I think of those about five or six that I mentioned, they're definitely the top of the list that we're seeing. And then we've actually gone so far as focusing on things like telecommunications, web infrastructure, and identity management, and then into mission lines of business like human resources and finance are probably the next few down on the list in the stack rank.
As far as mission areas, one of the things that Portfolio Stats seemed to do in the beginning when you first introduced it back in April was give agencies, instead of looking at a project by project, but as you say, up and down, left to right of a stack, from the mission perspective, how easy is that? Because do you find that, for instance, an agency, and let's pick on HUD, for instance, they have four or five systems that do the same thing or very similar things? Mm-hmm. Or are you looking at it more from, as you look at HUD and maybe VA and then maybe Interior, you're finding a system that are very similar, you know, the 80-20 rule?
We wanted to sort of learn this as we were going through Portfolio Stat to really get a complete picture of what's out there. And what we learned in the process was that agencies kind of fall on a broad spectrum, of course, as you can imagine. There's the agencies that are highly decentralized and where there exists lots of duplication. You've got agencies that have done a pretty good job of rationalizing sort of commodity computing. So they have one email system, one way of buying a computer, and kind of the back-end infrastructure. The next level up is sort of narrative around app rationalization and lines of business. So people that have said, hey, we're doing multiple things across the agency that are very common, let's do that one and scale it across the agency. And then the last stage that Portfolio Stat uncovered for us was a kind of a service-oriented agency, one that, you know, that enterprise architecture and other services are provided from central IT. So it gives a lot of control and ability to customize out on the edges of the organization, but it's controlled in a central way. You can maximize efficiency and effectiveness and costs and everything else through doing it that way. And what we intend to do through Portfolio Stat is to really, if you take that as a maturity model, is to start to drive agencies up that maturity model. And so Portfolio Stat's going to be a continuous process that we run every year, that we drive into kind of the budget process and to other motions that will continue to drive savings and effectiveness forward.
One thing OMB asked agencies to do in preparation for the 2014 budget request is cut their IT spending by 10% and apply 5% back to priority areas. How did Portfolio Stat during the summer, as you went through it, kind of help with that? Now, I know a lot of it's pre-deliberative and you can't get into specifics, but give me a sense, if you can, from a broad perspective on how did those two requests fit together?
The mentality of let's cut the bottom of our list off, the things that are least effective, that are maybe duplicative or other things, and let's take part of that and let's feed the top of the list. We can invest in innovation. We can invest in cost savings, efficiency, and effectiveness of our employees or services that touch citizens or other things like that. And that mentality is what Portfolio Stat really intended to drive. And that's why our budget guidance followed that. And like you said, I can't talk specifically about agencies or where they are in that process, but that spirit is alive and well.
But I guess what my question is during those meetings with agencies in the July and August timeframe, did you see them go and say, here's our 10% that we're cutting, and here's where we're going to reinvest 5%? Or did you see them say, hey, here's 20% we're cutting because we've realized how much duplication we have, and can we instead invest 10% in this other stuff? Were they meeting and exceeding goals? Were they coming in short?
These weren't specifically budget meetings because they focused on a very discrete set of things called for in their plans around Portfolio Stat, but that spirit was there on, we need to, these are savings we're going to go find, and this Portfolio Stat is going to be a tool by which will help us realize our budget goals.
What comes next for Portfolio Stat in terms of taking the concept to actions? I mean, how's OMB going to oversee agency progress against those plans that they submitted over the last month or two?
So we have some process deliverables still happening this year, one of which is a lessons learned, and we're going to share with agencies about what we're going to take forward, and they're going to share with us about the stuff that happened. We also have in hand, you know, per the Portfolio Stat deliverables, a plan from each agency, and we have very specific, discrete deliverables against which we're going to hold them accountable and drive a process that we do these things. And so we'll be working over the course of the next many months, sort of codifying those plans, thinking about how to roll those in and how do we build transparency into the process so the public can see what's going on there.
Do you have an idea of what version 2 will look like for Portfolio Stat?
I think version 2, not only will we continue the momentum on version 1 and continue to drive consolidation, because that can't happen overnight, as you know, but also start to dig into this shadow IT stuff and think about how are we affecting efficiency and effectiveness across the whole of the organization into the mission areas and others. So you can expect that that'll be a theme.